This summer, Philadelphia City Parks and the Slot Foundation have teamed up to run a public programming series examining Philadelphia's dynamic relationship with the Schuylkill River. The project, The Redemption of the Schuylkill, takes its name from a document published by City Parks in 1924. In it, civic leader John Frederick Lewis urged Philadelphians to face the increasing pollution of the river brought about by rapid industrialization and to begin efforts of revitalization. Nearly a century after Lewis's call to reclaim the waterways, the current installation at Slot examines how we continue to interact with and care for the river. The programming has brought together experts to discuss the legacy of the river, as well as artistic reflections through both photography and wet plates that capture the river as it is today. As part of this programming, we wanted to generate a snapshot of how everyday Philadelphians interact with and engage the river in 2015. To assemble this collage of the quotidian, affective attachments between community and river, I interviewed an array of Philadelphians who have forged unique connections with the Schuylkill. These conversations explore the river's visibility, how and when we notice it, as well as the strides that have been made towards Lewis's goal of revitalization. These diverse perspectives of artists, athletes, ecologists, and community developers show that there are many different ways in which the river engages us, and in which we attend to the river. I would like to thank the participants for the time they spent thinking aloud about what they look at when they interact with the river, and for sharing their intimate histories of the Schuylkill with me. Ultimately, these anecdotes describe how the river produces community and index the contexture of self with place by demonstrating the continuing importance of the Schuylkill for Philadelphians.